Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Shabbos 95, talking about cleaning a little bit on Shabbos. The Braisa continues, if one sweeps the floor of his house and lays the dust by sprinkling water so that the dust will not rise, or removes loaves of honey, such as honeycomb, from a beehive, if he does this unwittingly on Shabbos, he is liable to a chatas. If he does it deliberately on a festival, he incurs 40 lashes. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. The sages, however, say in both cases, Shabbos and Yom Tov, it is forbidden only as a Shavuos or rabbinical enactment. Rabbi Rosner and Ashir said also that the practical application nowadays is when you're talking about sweeping, using a broom and a dustpan on Shabbos. So in your house, when you're not going to be moving anything around, it should be okay, especially if the kids make a big mess and it'll ruin your onik Shabbos, and you just want to clean up things so no bugs come or anything. But if you go outside and you sweep up on the porch, or you sweep up on the driveway, or you sweep up on the grass, that might be a problem, because you might be doing different malachas. You might be moving dirt around. You might be like exposing animals or exposing bugs or exposing different things. So it would be better not to do anything outside. But inside, if you want to, that's different. So the idea here is to remember that there's a time and a place for everything, and we shouldn't be overly zealous or overly worried about cleanliness. A lot of times, there's a lot of dishes in the sink, and there's a lot of things, and there's a lot of clutter around the house, there's a lot of dirt around the house, and we can't always get it to it every second. It's more important to take care of the spouse and the kids than to worry about cleaning the house. It's more important to make sure to take care of what the kids need or what the spouse needs than running to clean the dishes or running to clean the floors. On Shabbos, granted, if it's ruining the Shabbos and things are getting everywhere, it's going to bring bugs or whatnot, of course you have to take care of it. But if it's outside and it just doesn't look as nice as it could, still don't do it, because that's not the right time and place to do things. We have to keep in mind when we're involved in different things, and don't do that on Shabbos outside, because it could involve other malachas also. So when it comes to cleanliness, for example, within and outside the house, it's important to take care of it, but it has to be at the right time. And it has to be the right place to do it. And that's also with different aspects of our life. We want to run to do great things. We want to run to shul, especially as everything's opening up. And we want to run to shirim, especially now that everything's open up. But there has to be a time and a place for everything. Can't leave the wife with three screaming kids just because you want to run and go out to the minyan that just opened. It's more important, I'm sure Hashem would say, it's more important for the shalom bayis to take care of what your spouse needs, your help, or whatever is involved in the house or what's going on. It's more important to do that than to run, because there's the time and the place to do things. You want to clean the house, don't do it when the kids are screaming. You want to go learn a shiur, that would be great for you. Don't do it when there's three kids screaming, especially not during cranky hour, during the witching hours, as we call it, for kids that have the difficulties. So it's important to keep that time and place in mind. It's good to be clean, it's good to go to shiurim, it's good to learn Torah, and it's good to daven, but it should be that right time and the right place. And don't bring the zealousness of Torah mitzvos to suit your own needs. Oh, Hashem wants me to go and do this right now. I should leave everybody and go deliver this package halfway across the world because it's such a big mitzvah. But if the kids are screaming, it's making it very difficult for your wife. That's not the right time and place. Because we, as Kohelet says, there's a time for this and a time for this. There's a time for laughter, a time for sadness, and a time for doing things right. As the Gemara shows today about cleanliness, we have to make sure it is always the right time and always the right place. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 96 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.